The Holy Gospel appointed for this Sunday, the second Sunday after Christmas and the Epiphany of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the second chapter, verses 1 through 12. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to also follow the star by night until we find the Christ child of Bethlehem. And when we have found him, to rejoice with great joy, as we also fall down and worship him as our Messiah and Prince of Peace, and open today our own special gift to him with our offering. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, Matthew chapter 2, with special attention to the following verses. "And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, we have come to worship him. That is indeed the wonderful message and proclamation on this second Sunday after Christmas, as we celebrate the Epiphany of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, we have come to worship him. The beautiful words in our text for today: when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their gifts, they offered him gold and frankincense and myrrh. As a matter of fact, Epiphany, or the 12th day of Christmas, always falls on January the 6th and marks the official ending to the celebration of the Christmas season for 12 days, as the three kings, or the three wise men, visit the Christ child of Bethlehem. In fact, the word epiphany comes from the Greek word to show or reveal, referring to Jesus being revealed to the world as the Messiah and the Prince of Peace. Yes, there's no question about the fact that the three wise men were filled with great joy as they finally were able to see the Christ child of Bethlehem. Not on the night of his birth, as the shepherds did, but only later on, as they followed the star of the east, or the star of Bethlehem, by night for weeks and months and even up to 2 years, when it rested over the house where they were staying. Yes, and going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. Yes, they had definitely come to revere, worship him as the new king of Israel, the new king of the Jews. As a matter of fact, we're told that they were probably astrologers or scholars, most likely from Arabia, Persia, and India, as they traveled from the north to the west for approximately 800 to 900 miles through the desert. Most likely, they also knew of the writings of the prophet Daniel, who had been the chief of the king's court in Persia, that a prophecy had been given about the timeline of the birth of the Messiah. Not only that, but the myth and the legend that there were only three kings or three wise men is not certain either. As a matter of fact, to the gospel lesson for today in Matthew chapter 2, verse 11, we assume that there were only three of them because of the three gifts that were given to the Christ child Jesus, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Not only that, but according to tradition, that their names were Balthazar, who, by the way, was black, from Arabia, then Melchior of Persia, and Caspar of India, and perhaps even a fourth wise man, a priest named Artaban, also from Persia. And finally, that their gifts were symbolic of the importance of Jesus' birth. The gold representing Jesus' royalty, frankincense, Jesus' divine nature, conceived by the Holy Spirit, and finally, myrrh, Jesus' human nature, born of the Virgin Mary. So the story of the three kings, or the three wise men, will always remain a mystery to all of us. However, one fact is certain about them. Their strong determination to follow the star of the east, or the star of Bethlehem, by night, until it rested over the house where the child was staying with his parents, so that they could finally come and worship him. However, as they followed the star by night, there was a problem. They did not know where the star was leading them, and when and where this new king of the Jews was to be born. So they decided to go to Jerusalem and ask King Herod, the king of the Jews, whether he knew anything about it, about this new king of Israel. They asked him, "Where is he who has been born, the king of the Jews?" And when Herod heard about this, he was troubled. And so were all the people in Jerusalem, as Herod assembled the chief priests and the scribes of the people and asked them where the Christ was to be born. And they told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, as it is written by the prophet Micah in chapter 5, verse 2, but you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." So King Herod summoned the three wise men secretly and told them to go to Bethlehem, saying to them, "Go and search diligently for this child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I too may come and worship him." And they did, as they continue in their search for Jesus, when suddenly the star of the east finally came to rest over the place where the child was, not in a stable anymore, but in a house, most likely also in Bethlehem, before Joseph and Mary and the child Jesus escaped to Egypt. We're told in our text that going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. And then we're told they fell down and worshiped him. And then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And after they had worshiped and offered him gifts, they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod, but to go back to their own country another way. When Herod found out about it, that he had been outwitted by the three wise men, he got furious, upset, and was very angry. So an angel of the Lord told Joseph to take Mary and the child and escape to Egypt, because Herod had planned to kill all the boys in Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under. So Joseph did as the angel commanded him and stayed with the child and his mother in Egypt until the death of Herod, when they finally returned safely to Nazareth. Now, what about us today? What about you and me? What do we learn from the three kings or the three wise men? First of all, that they had read the Old Testament prophecies concerning the birth of the Christ child as the new king of the Jews. Secondly, that they were determined to find the Christ child as they searched diligently for him. Third, that they also recognized the Christ child to be the true Messiah, as they offered him very expensive gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And finally, but not least, that they obeyed God rather than men when the angel of the Lord told them not to return to Jerusalem and tell King Herod where the child Jesus had been born, but to go back home to their own country by another way. Yes, the three kings were truly wise men as they listened to the angel of the Lord. And it behooves us today to also listen to the angel of the Lord and follow the same star in spirit by night, as we search diligently for the same Christ Jesus as our own King and our own Prince of Peace. And when you and I have found him, we should also fall down and worship him as our Savior and Messiah, and open our own treasures and offer him our special gift. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit, as we also rejoice exceedingly with great joy and fall down and worship Him as our Messiah, our Prince of Peace, the Savior of the world. May our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day, "For this His glad epiphany, all glory unto Jesus be, whom with the Father we adore, and Holy Ghost forevermore." May God bless us on this epiphany as Jesus reveals himself to us and to the world as the Messiah, the Savior, and the Prince of Peace. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.